Tricky Kid Media Original, distributed by iHeartRadio.
Yeah. Bitch, rub, bitch, rub.
Hey there, loyal listeners. Ready to take a walk on the wild side? Our main show is all ages, so it's 18 up only after this. Got it? Welcome to After Dark, where we take you inside some of the sexiest places on Earth. From the AVN Expo and Awards in Las Vegas, to XBiz and Exotica, and other conventions all over the world. Hear from some of the top names in the adult industry, your fave cam girl or cosplayer. That's right, we get kinky and geeky, and chat with some of the hottest lewd and nude cosplay girls in the game. And all Tricky Kid TV for exclusive content, where you can see more of our guests. And now, today, we welcome artist, singer, TikTok star, and mega babe, Sukesha Ray. Her work speaks for itself, and she herself is just too yummy for words. So here's your host. He reads books and has a nice cock. DJ Tricky Kid.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this week's edition of After Dark. I'm your host, as always, DJ Tricky Kid. Joining me this week is just a total badass, a artist, singer, TikTok star, just an overall renaissance gal. Sukesha Ray is here. Sukesha, how the hell are you?
I'm great. Thank you. I'm really happy to be here.
Huh? You and I are both on the move quite a bit. You were in Jacksonville over the weekend. I was in Austin at the Greater Eastern Austin Comic Con. I thought it would be really fun for you to tell our listeners, how did you and I meet?
At a con. You never know who you're going to meet at these things. You were one of those people who was just very interested and carried a really good conversation.
I wanted to add a couple of things. That's why I thought it would be kind of neat to make that comparison. It was Fan Expo here in Dallas, the biggest show here in Dallas, one of the biggest in the country all year. We have a new show called This Is K-Pop. And we'd had to hire this guy to do the artwork. And he turned in some pretty good work. It was okay. And actually, you guys are actually really responding to it much better than what I did. So that's pretty cool. But the guy was just a very miserable to work with. So on Saturday, I'm at the con with my oldest friend who was looking to buy some hentai or NSFW for another friend. We found these two guys that were nice, but the equivalent of like Japanese 40-year-old virgins. And those people's art tend to be what those who have never actually seen tits look like.
Very, very true.
Next day, I'm there by myself. I walk by and go, holy shit, here is somebody that does the work that I was needing for This Is K-Pop.
Yeah.
This artist that is drawing this amazing shit, she's like the babe of all babes. And we had a great conversation. So let's jump in here. My first question is, you're so talented. You have all these endeavors. Why this? Like, why, like the hentai, the innocent? Because you do have to field a lot of bullshit from a lot of creeps.
I come from a lot of money. We had like $1 million mansion and our pool, and something really messed up happened to my dad where he ended up losing his job. We had everything and then we went to having nothing. So I needed to hustle. So money was the motivation. 10-year-old who is not even went through puberty. I'm drawing lewd shit, like lewd hentai just to make money. So it is a little bit darker of a story. I just genuinely love it though.
You being such a good looking gal anyway, people are going to be coming to your table no matter what you're doing.
They always linger. They ask for commissions, but hiding the fact that they're flirting with me.
I didn't want to be a lurker, but then you handed me this book and I opened it up and I had some of the wildest shit I've ever seen in my life in it. This gorgeous girl is talking to me about penises and bukkake. I was just kind of dumbfounded, very intense shit, but it's such great work. I can't help but be inspired.
Yeah, it is like my own imagination, and half of it are actually requests. Like, people will come up to me and be like, hey, I'd like a picture of a girl with a gigantic penis and piercings all over it. Don't forget the nipples, though. I also want there to be penises growing out of her nipples and make sure she's peeing in her significant other's mouth. And I sit there, take the orders. What size do you want the penis? How many streams of pee do you want? I never kink shame.
I'd like to know something that comes from you.
I always draw myself having sex with my favorite characters. I feel like passion for it. I am currently working on a hentai, and I'm really excited about it.
So technically, yeah. People haven't seen you actually naked on the internet. They've just seen a drawing of you, and you drew it. That's incredible. Yeah.
I do tastefully sexy things. Like one time I painted my body gold. I'll do like tape.
You started doing the hentai as a means of survival, right?
Like, yeah.
It's led to these wonderful opportunities.
Yeah.
And still drawing it could potentially cost you future ones. Why still do it?
Good question. It really actually makes me very happy. I've realized this like over the years. I'm a huge fan of NSFW content. Look at the guy who created Food Wars. He was a hentai artist before he created his hit series.
But he's not doing it anymore is my point. Are you a fan of pornography?
I actually don't really watch porn. I do love Mr. Christopher. I follow him is to see like how long he can go without going to the hospital because he puts weird things up there.
Are there any female artists you enjoy?
I'll Google like Mia Khalifa to get like really nice poses. Pornhub does aid my work. I'm more just into hentai. Like I'd rather see like the beautiful art of the bodies.
What does turn you on?
There's so many fetishes, so many routes. If the partner has different kinks that they want to try, then I'll be open to that. When you really have to know someone to get into them. I'm that kind of person. Exhibitionism, there's something super hot about doing things outside of the bedroom.
In terms of exhibitionist stuff, what can you share?
I've done, one time I went on a Tinder date and had sex on the beach, and we did it in Donald Trump's estate. Like we snuck in the back of the Mar-a-Lago place. They were shining with flashlights, and we literally went behind the wall in the Mar-a-Lago estate and had sex there.
This was a Tinder date, somebody you didn't really know.
Like, yeah, it was just random, but he was really nice though and fun.
Why is it that anytime you ever see like a nude beach, it's always the last people you would ever want to see nude.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Can confirm.
You're in Miami. Do you ever visit nude beaches?
Believe it or not, I haven't. My sister has, though, and she said it wasn't that awkward. I am definitely very numb to things now because this is my job.
I'm sure your parents gotta have to be aware of what you're up to. Do you still live at home?
I'm going to literally break the barrier of everything. I hate in America how parents are like 18 years old, kick the kid out. In Indian culture, it's not like that. We take care of each other. I live with my mom. She actually is very helpful with my business. My dad is working in Kansas and my sister's in Atlanta. Also, family's everything too. I've learned that.
At what point in your career did your art sustain you financially?
It took a long time. The starving artist thing doesn't faze people anymore because we now have the access to everything. The social media, we can bring like millions of people to us on top of the fact that we can get our art out to everybody. Having my parents support me, they first just treated it as a hobby. When going about like telling your parents about these things, don't say it until you start like really picking up momentum. I have a very strict Indian father, and for him to believe in me with my work and say, don't do med school, do your art. That's incredibly rare.
You have a big cover coming up. Can you talk about that?
Oh my God. I am doing a DC cover. It's coming out in November. I'm doing Batman and Robin, issue number 3.
And it's fair to say that DC and Marvel, they're not going to take unsolicited things. How did you land the audition?
I had a friend in the industry. He already worked for Marvel, already DC. Artists asked me, how do you get these things?
A lot of people, when they describe about opportunities that they get, makes them think that they can just go do the exact same thing. And I want to be clear that like, if you send your art, no matter how good it is, if it's unsolicited to DC, they're not going to take
it. You have to finesse it. I have to be very careful. One of the DC editors follows me on social media. I do post a bit about my hentai. I went into my interview and I even asked the head of DC. I was like, do you guys do porn art? And they're like, no, Sukesha, we don't do hentai. I'm like, either he's going to think I'm really funny or I just blew my audition. But he was cool about it.
Have you ever had an opportunity where the hentai thing may have cost you a gig?
Not that I know under my nose, because I always make sure it's not like on the front page of things.
But you're loud and proud. You're talking to DC going, I'd also do hentai if you've got work there. You know, you're also a singer. What should we play here?
Play Take Me There. That's my number one. I think it's my favorite single. I only have 3 out. I did have more tracks, but they were done with someone from Universal that was quite abusive. He brought me into the industry, so I'm very grateful for that. But things just didn't work out.
I'm looking all around, I'm hearing these strange sounds. My mind's spinning around, my mind's spinning around. Yeah, baby, I'm trying to find my crown. Put on my long dressing gown. I am my own person, under my liaison.
Sukesha Ray is available for commissions for all your hentai and NSFW needs. No one creates juicier cocks, and just wait till you see her cum-filled bukkake illustrations via her Patreon. Hardcore fucking, huge anime boobs, and gorgeous pussy stretched by tentacles your thing? You have found the right girl. See your wildest desires come to life.
Hey guys, this is Sunny Suicide, and you're listening to Tricky Kid Radio with Roy Turner. Thank you so much for listening.
That was Take Me There from Sukesha Ray, and we're going to be playing more music from her throughout this hour. Sukesha's got these great chopsticks that you can order. How did you develop or decide that you knew you could sing?
I've just always done it. A lot of the Disney songs, I would just start singing them.
I would never ask a lady how old they were, but how old are you currently, and what is your nationality?
I'm old as shit. I'm turning 30 this year.
I would if I was a bartender, I would be carding you. Still,
you thank got nothing. You. I took a DNA test. I've been bragging about it all week, like since I got my ancestry DNA. Ideally, I am Indian and white, like Indian from India. Okay. But I just found out I'm part Viking and Scottish.
That's awesome. Are you a wrestling fan, and are you aware of Roxanne Perez?
Name sounds super familiar. I can't say that I have delved too deep into the wrestling community. I do see them at shows though, and I'm interested to learn more because I feel like I never had anyone like bring me into it when I was younger. It is kind of like a show, right?
Yeah, y'all look similar. You're talking about going to San Diego this year.
San Diego Comic-Con. Yeah, I'll be there. Booth 5554. So super exciting.
How was Jacksonville?
Only like a two-day show. It's very nice.
You said you got a good story from Jacksonville. Talk about that.
We came upon someone who was heavily bootlegging. We do not stand for that.
Did you bust them?
No, they don't directly affect my business. If my business was affected by them, I'd have to speak up about something.
When is the art done? What does done mean to you?
It's never done. I always tell people this. Every single one of my pieces are unfinished. It's the point where I put down my pencil and I say, I'm fucking done. I can't do it anymore. I drive myself insane. I like it though. It's a weird thrill. No, they're all unfinished. Yeah. I'll look at any one of my pieces and pick on them. I'm like, I could have done this, that, because there's always something to do. It's to the point where I drive myself insane. So nope, they're never done.
This incredible is coming from this unbelievably gorgeous gal who has this exotic name. You are a fucking star.
Thank you for having me
today. Next time I see you, it'll be in person. I'll see you in San Diego.
Okay, sounds good to me.
I'll see you soon. Bye-bye. Okay. So that was Sukesha. How cool was that? What a cool chick, man. Just talented, badass. She can sing, draw. She's just got such a great, killer personality. She's gorgeous. I mean, like I said, she's a star. That is a star right there. If you were some executive and she came and like sat down across from your desk, you'd be like, there's a star sitting in my office right now. Make sure you're following Sukesha Ray online. Woo-hoo! Make sure you're following her Twitter streams. Join her Patreon. Buy her music. Mm-hmm. And so we're gonna play you out with A Place We Never Knew by Sukesha Ray. And we'll see you next week.
We wanna be here. Wait for the sun to come around. No time to leave now. Trails of shooting stars above the ground. We see the Martians smiling at us in golden rooms. They bring us here to a place we never. Life you want to chase.